You are now listening to Productivity Boss Moves with Robert Price. For more, follow me on Twitter at Robert Price CO. Welcome to Productivity Boss Moves. This is your host, Productivity Coach Robert Price, and I'm grateful to be here with you today. Today we're talking about how to break through with fasting and the beneficial side effects. Again, how to break through with fasting and the beneficial side effects. And so it's funny because this past week, there were a couple of hurdles that I really needed to focus in on that I just couldn't seem to get myself to do it. But I went on a fast this week, which which sparked some major breakthroughs for me, which I'll speak about. But I know that some of the strategies we'll talk about today, it will be helpful to you to maybe break through in an area that you're like, look, I cannot shake this no matter what I do, no matter what tip I implore. And there's a reason for that. But before we get into that, just kind of going back to something I mentioned last week about bobbing for apples, it just made me think about kind of when I hear about pumpkin picking, apple picking, bobbing for apple, all that type of fall stuff. Just makes me think of fruit in general. And if I only could have one fruit, like if I couldn't have any other fruit, which one would I pick? And for me, I would have to say green grapes. It was between green grapes and watermelon, but I didn't want to be stereotypical. Green grapes, I could literally sit there and eat those forever. And I always joked when I was younger, if I ever, became well-known, became a speaker who traveled or something like that, when in my hotel room, when they ask, kind of what are the things you want in there? I always mentioned two things. It was pistachios and green grapes. So there you go. Those are the two quickest ways to my heart right there. Green grapes and pistachios. Just putting that out there for any listeners who, one day we might cross paths. Just want to let you know that. Side note, there is so green grapes. So there's a reason why I really like green grapes, and there's a reason why your favorite fruit is the fruit that it is. And I want to go through this list of like these five deadly fruits real quick. This is a quick sidebar, but I heard this was shocking to me when I heard it, but it just gave me a different perspective as it relates to my fruit intake. But the five deadly fruits are bananas, watermelon, grapes, pineapples, and mangoes. So, yeah, I know some of you might have had the reaction just now that I had when I first heard that list, like, wait, that's all of the that's all the best fruits that I love. And there's a reason for that, because the sugar content in those specific fruits are the highest. And so that's probably why they taste the best. A secondary prize, that's not the word I was looking for, but that's what I'll go with to keep this train moving. But the secondary prize is that berries are really good as far as the sugar content is concerned. So actually strawberries are like have become like a go-to fruit of mine. So even though I don't enjoy strawberries as much as I enjoy green grapes, you know, they are a really good substitution sometimes when I really want to go in on green grapes. But it has to be green grapes too. I can't have like the red grapes are, yeah, that's it's like pointless. Why do we even have grapes if we have the red ones, you know? Let's get the green ones in here. But let me get into the content. So today, again, we're talking about how to break through with fasting and the beneficial side effects. So somebody might be saying, yo, what does this have to do with productivity? Like fasting, that's, you know, that I see people, you know, do that in church, that's religious or whatever. It's not something I've ever really considered. And I'll be honest, I got this idea from my spiritual roots and spiritual foundation. But I believe that it's going to be a strategy that I can show you practical benefits for that could help you regardless of your, you know, faith background. And so there's this scripture I want to bring up now, Mark chapter 9, verses 28 through 29. And it says, and when he, this is Jesus, talking, coming into the house as he's going to be speaking with the disciples. But he says, and when he had come into the house, his disciples asked him privately, why could we not cast it out? Because the disciples had just had a time when they were trying to cast a demon out, and it just didn't happen. They were like, man, we're doing what you said, we're doing what you taught us to do. Why isn't it happening right now? And then so here was Jesus' reply. He said to them, this kind can come out by nothing but prayer and fasting. And you know, it's something that kind of made the disciples take a step back and say, oh, wait, there's levels to this. There's another level, sometimes to the challenges we have, right? Sometimes, you know, we can hear tips and, you know, listen to this podcast, listen to other self-help, ideas and things. And there's just certain things that, man, like I cannot shake it. I cannot get on the horse like I want to. And you know, that idea really rings in my head. Like this kind, or some things, some translations say, come by nothing but prayer and fasting. And so I want to talk about the fasting part a little bit. And really, it's not, I'm gonna be upfront, it's not a something that's extremely pleasurable, right? It's discipline. It's an intentional mindset that you have to have to pull this off. But it's one of those things that it's kind of like when you're drowning, you don't really care who it is that's sa you know, that's saving you. You just want a hand. And so this is one of those strategies that it's not the most pleasurable, what do you call that, raft or something to grab onto to be rescued, right, when you're drowning. However, it is one. And if it's the one that's available to you as you're going down, then it's the one you got to grab to come out of it. And in this, you know, this passage and my experience in life, and you know, other people that I've interacted with, the experience in life is that, man, there's certain challenges that I just could not overcome unless I did it through this particular method. And so here's the acronym for this week is SOS. So you really have to have a SOS type of mindset. So I want to deal with the mindset as it relates to fasting, before we go into some of the benefits of it, because it doesn't really matter what the benefits are if you don't have the right mindset going into it. You know, it's really not going to it's really not going to matter much, because you'd be like, well, that's beneficial, but so is this ribs and steak right here. That's beneficial, you know, as well. But first, let me deal with your mindset. Let me bring your mind back. Get it, you know, get it off of the ribs and steak, and bring it back here. But it's SOS, right? So SOS stands for, and I'm not going to go into too much detail with these points. I'll just really say them. And I'll put them in the show notes as well, so you won't have to write them down if you're driving or whatever, while you're listening to this. But the SOS is this. So surrender. So surrender to the fact you're surrender to the fact that your current strategies aren't working, right? So being honest, like when I said last week, you know, rate on these ideas that we went over, rate yourself on a scale from 1 to 10 on, you know, on the basis of these ideas. You had to be honest, and you had to say, hey, you know what? In terms of reading, or in terms of researching, or reviewing, reinventing, like in terms of those things, I feel like, man, I'm really at a 6, if I could be honest with myself, or if I'm a 2, you know what I mean? So, in that, with that being said, you had to make an adjustment as a result of hearing that information to get better in those areas. Really to benefit from the time that you're investing listening to this podcast. So this week, I want you to surrender. If you're, you know, because some people I come across, they say, man, I can't seem to stop procrastinating. I can't seem to, you know, I hear what you're saying, but I just cannot do it. Well, here's the thing. You have to surrender to the fact that your current strategies aren't working. So that's number one. S. O. Is obedience, right? So surrender, then you got obedience. And obedience is obedience to the breakthrough strategy over 2,000 years old, responsible for hard challenges. So this strategy of fasting is not a new idea. You know, there is, I've heard people talk about intermittent fasting, and some things that, you know, a lot of health professionals have shared the benefits of. And so it could seem like this modern movement that people are, oh, they're fasting now. But this has been around for more than, you know, 2,000 years. And it's a strategy that Jesus, one of the greatest world leaders of all time, I believe, used as a breakthrough strategy when a challenge was really hard. So you're facing something in your life right now, as I was. I, you know, multiple things came on my plate, and I had to figure out a way to lock in, really focus in, and do it in the same way that I did in a previous episode. I shared my story in college about, I can't remember what episode it was, but I can put that, you know, episode in the show notes. But it's a time when I literally had my stuff stolen from me, my laptop, my external hard drive, all the materials that I had to, you know, do my senior thesis film project, as I was a film major in college. And literally for a week straight, all I did was eat, sleep, and go eat, sleep, shower, and go back to the film lab to do my project for a straight week. I didn't talk to any, I wasn't really talking to anybody, wasn't, you know, doing any extracurricular activities. And so that's the, you know, the point. Obedience, breakthrough, to obedience to the breakthrough strategy over 2,000 years old, responsible for hard challenges. And then number three, sacrifice. So SOS, so surrender, obedience, sacrifice of your natural pleasures and desires that heightens your focus, energy, and execution. So ultimately, with productivity, that's what we're focused on. That's what we're locked into. We're locked into heightening our focus, our energy, and ultimately our execution, our ability to finish what we start or what we're responsible for. And so those are that's the SOS mindset really that's required to go into fasting. So with that said, I want to head to the benefits of it, because there's no sense in doing this, right, if you aren't going to derive a benefit from it. Otherwise, it's just some guy trying to get you to do something that doesn't really matter. But if we can look at the benefits that you can, you know, use in your life, then it's something you would strongly consider. Right. So here we go. So here are some of the benefits, and I'm just going to mention them. There's an article that I read that I'll put the link to in the show notes that really dives into great detail on these benefits. But I'll just mention the benefits for the sake of this recording. So I mentioned seven. So one is weight loss. Two, it detoxifies your body. Three, it speeds up your metabolism. Four, it boosts your brain function. Five, it improves your immune system. Six, it prevents acne. That's an interesting one. But, you know, there's definitely people that I've seen, including myself, where, you know, like after going through a fasting period, it's like, wow, you're glowing. Your face is so clear. And, you know, that's actually a benefit of fasting. So maybe you don't need to see the dermatologist. Maybe you just need to fast. And then number seven, it reduces the risk of heart disease. So those are some of the benefits. The article mentions more. And like I said, goes into greater detail on those other benefits as well. But that's it right there. And so I want to say, for me, I really needed to, I crossed a bridge in my professional life where this week it'll be the first week that I'm offering a online course. And I really had anxiety about really wanting to over deliver to the students who trusted me and signed up, you know, for the course. I think this information is life changing. I think it's going to be an epic journey. So I'm really excited. But in that excitement, I didn't want to lose the focus on what each individual needs in order to be successful in the program. And so for me, that meant that I needed to fast, because I needed to have a heightened level of focus to make sure that I don't make content, or I shouldn't say make content, because the content has already been made and it's what I've been communicating with one-on-one clients, but that I communicate content in a way that would be helpful to each type of individual, as we've gone over the different, you know, people before, the like, you know, four different types of people that are in each audience. You know, those concerned about facts and figures, actions and activities, steps and structures, and you know, touch, tells and touch. So I'll put that episode in the show notes as well. But anyways, with that said, through fasting, I was able to lock in and I think reach a point that I'm extremely excited about what's going to happen this week. As I believe I'll be able to begin the process of speaking to each individual based on where they are. And so it's really exciting. So with that being said, I'll move to the boss move of the week. Matter of fact, let me mention this. So if you still, there's still slots left in the course. I wasn't going to go here, but I thought since I mentioned it here, I should just put it out there. There's still slots left in the course. So I'm actually going to put the link to the course in the show notes so that I'm doing a course on discovering your gifts slash brand identity. It's a 6-week course, so all the information is inside the link. So that's something you're struggling with. You need direction, you need clarity. You're like, what am I doing? Where am I going? What's my purpose? What's going on? That is definitely a course that will steer you in the right direction and give you some excitement in waking up in the morning, because you'll have a clear, path to where you want to go. But I'll just move to the boss move of the week here. And so here it is. So we've been talking about fasting, not just for the sake of talking about it. So now we're going to move to action. But the boss move of the week is to go on a 3-day fast of only fruits and vegetables, along with one other nagging distraction for a specific area of focus. So again, I'll state it again. Boss move of the week. Go on a 3-day fast of only fruits and vegetables, along with one other nagging distraction for a specific area of focus. So this is the reason I say along with another nagging distraction, area of distraction, is because to just eat fruits and vegetables, but to like just kind of sit around and mope and like play games or kind of be absorbed by a certain distraction, it defeats the purpose of the fast. And like actually you're just starving, right? 'Cause the scripture in the beginning said that these things, this kind can come out by nothing but prayer and fasting. So it wasn't just fasting, because fasting without prayer, or really high intentional focus on what you are doing, fasting without that is just starving yourself. Because it's not producing the result, the outcome that you're ultimately seeking. And so that's also why I want you to choose a specific area of focus for the fast, so that, so that when you, excuse me, so that when you do it, it'll be for a goal, but not, it's not a cool thing. Hey guys, I'm fasting, but it's for a result, an outcome that you seek, that I was able to achieve this week, that I know you'll be able to achieve in doing this exercise. So it's not enough to dream. Remember, it's not enough to dream. We must do something about it. I'm Robert Price, your productivity coach, helping you focus on what matters most. Everybody have a productive week.
Thank you so much for checking out this episode of Productivity Boss Moves. If you have any questions, topic suggestions, or just want to say hello, follow me on Twitter at Robert Price CO. If you haven't done so already, please take a minute and leave a quick rating and review of this show on Apple Podcasts. It will help me to keep delivering life-changing information for you every week.